America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yesterday, a little bit of a scare for the Falcons from an injury standpoint. Grady Jarrett left with an Achilles strain. MRI came back today, Mike. No injury, no tear. So he has listed himself as day-to-day. That is good news. Obviously, the Drake London injury. Drake has also said, I'm okay. I'm straight after the game yesterday. So my guess is he is also going to be listed as day-to-day. And we'll see if they practice this week and leading into the Saints game on Sunday. But the bad news, I think, for Cowboy fans and just in the NFL, you know, around the NFL period, you need your star quarterbacks for this league to really thrive. And for Dak Prescott, as bad as the Cowboys are, he is that for them. He is going to be out now multiple weeks with this hamstring. He had an MRI today. They're not exactly saying what this is, Mike, but he wanted to come back into the game yesterday, and he said, I told him, hey, well, I heard it more, and they were like, we're not going to risk you. So they took him out and told him he was not going back into the game.
Yeah, and again, whether you know you feel the quarterback's always going to get too much of the credit or the blame, I just felt, man, we touched on it earlier. McCarthy, what are you doing? How about the way the Cowboys had to burn those timeouts?
Terrible. And that was smart by Rob, by the way.
Right.
The way that the Falcons played that allowed them to kind of play that, hey, I'm not sure what they're going to do formation-wise. Okay, you know what, timeout. And you're burning timeouts. It was terribly coached.
And again, we mentioned the miscommunication with Diggs. He was one of the best corners. At least he was one of the best corners out there. And then they get completely screwed up, and that opens up the play for the Darnell Mooney touchdown, catch and run. So look, but that's Cowboys issues. And I will say this, you know, we had Fish on, Bobby Belt, who's from, you know, the fan in Dallas. They all said all those things we heard about happened. The only thing that they did, I thought that maybe we could have done a better job at, they did have a few run plays. Who was it? Rico Dowdle, 75 yards rushing. There's nothing to sneeze at, right? He had a 15-yarder. Dak, I mean, but this is the kind of thing that with our defense, any quarterback that's mobile, that's why I want to get some athleticism, Carl, at the edge. When Dak did that, where all the defense was down the field, he just got nice, easy 22-yard scamper. That's the kind of stuff Jalen Hurts can do against us, or Jaden Daniels can do against us in the playoffs.
No doubt. That was the biggest, you know, run of the afternoon. Yeah. And to your point, you know, that's one of those broken coverages where, hey, everybody's not coming off their man, and right. He sees that. But, yeah, man, listen, the Cowboys ran for more yards than they traditionally do yesterday, but it was still not anything worth writing home about. I mean, coming
we held them to field goals.
Yeah, coming home. I mean, coming into this game, Mike, they were averaging about 75 yards a game running the football, last in the league. So they ran 400 yards. Whoop-de-doo! It didn't put them in position to really do anything. And Dowdle, by the way, if you're telling me Rico Dowdle's their best running back.
Well, Oren just mentioned, I was watching the game today this morning on the DVR. Greg Olson mentioned it. The 22-yard scramble was the longest run from scrimmage from the Cowboys this season.
Yeah, no Dalvin.
And by the way, and the whole Ezekiel, and the grand, I mean, whatever you're getting from him at this stage, it's not much, but how about the Ezekiel Elliott discipline on Friday where he didn't even make the trip because he's been screwing around?
Well, here's the thing, and this is a slap in the face to Jerry. It really is, Mike, because they signed him, right, because they really like him. This wasn't, we knew we were getting 2018 Ezekiel Elliott. And you're late for multiple meetings. You were late Friday to a meeting, which was the straw that broke the camel's back. And they've been telling you, hey, we need you to be this, 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 and this. And you're just not listening. You don't give a damn. Ezekiel Elliott doesn't care. So you're being very selfish in a moment where your team's struggling and you're supposed to be a veteran leader. And the owner went out and re-signed you because they like you. It's a complete slap in the face. So they're a mess, man. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about where he doesn't have the wherewithal to say, you know what, I know we're struggling. I'm going to do everything I can. I guess he's upset about his carries, Mike, or whatever it's going to be, but that give me a break.
Dude, at this stage of your career, I mean, you're lucky you're getting a nice paycheck with a comma in it, right? And a couple of zeros. Either way, Dallas is a dysfunctional mess. It would have been nice on ESPN, but it is what it is. They talk more Cowboys. It's more about the Cowboys sucking than us actually taking them. And again, if we maybe have one or two more plays, we take them to the woodshed, and this game is completely over. We don't give up that score. Amazing juggling catch. We talked about that. That was like, you got to be kidding me. But we did give up another one of those scores late in the first half. But the good news is we were able to just basically have game control. What's the phrase they use in college for the playoff committee? We had game control.
We did. I did not feel like, even in the onside kick, I know it's a six-point game. And by the way, you know, you talk about extra points being missed. That botched extra point, it's a 15-point game. That whole onside kick thing would not have mattered.
Nope.
But that was a whole nother moment in the game where you go, all right, let's see if it comes back to bite us.
And I wasn't trying to be, you know, I shot a video over the stands because his buddy who coaches, I call him coach. He coaches youth football behind me, and it's funny. I'm like, this shouldn't be this close. I go, Dallas is terrible. The coach he goes, yeah, they suck. And I was thinking, you can't say on the radio. Go get the content on Twitter. But yeah, I wasn't trying to, like, I'm not like I'm killing the team. It's still a win. It's just we should have been two touchdowns better. And to your point, never should have come down to that onside kick.
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Happy Monday, a Falcon Monday. Let's get to an NFL Blitz. NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Let's talk about what went down in the NFL yesterday. Outside of this Falcon win, which was great and sets us on a course to achieve all the goals we want. But I got to tell you something. The Buffalo Bills, Mike, 61-yard field goal to win the game over the Dolphins, 30-27. That was an incredible play, an incredible kick. They're 7-2. Josh Allen's playing great. And the Dolphins at 2-6, even with Tua back. Now, he's been back 2 weeks, Mike. They've lost two.
Yeah, man. And you can't really blame Tua on this one. I mean, he's not running, and there's no reason for him right now. You get that. But two touchdowns, 25-28. It's pretty darn good. The problem was when they went and made the commitment to the wide receivers this offseason, they lost their defensive. They lost some pieces. They lost a number of players, including defensive line. This is one, if you look at the total package, that's where they went and got Calais Campbell just trying to find some way to beef up their pass rush this year.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Bengals win in a must-win situation at home. They put up 41. Joe Burrow was great. Career-high 5 touchdowns. After the game, Mike, the Raiders fire their offensive coordinator. And
Luke Getsy.
Yeah. Well, here's what's funny. You know, we talked about whether or not Pierce is going to last, and here he is already firing coordinators. We're talking about Antonio Pierce. Raiders at 2-7. They have no star power outside of Brock Bowers. And by the way, I feel bad for Brock Bowers.
Right. And look, what you said back in Chicago when it came to Justin Fields and what was happening, what wasn't happening, I never thought they gave him good coordinators. Luke Getsy was in Chi-Town. If you remember, he was the OC in 22 and 23.
Yeah. What else went down yesterday? Well, what's going on with the Arizona Cardinals? I mean, they're 5-4. Mm. It's a mixed bag of good at home, bad on the road. But Kyler Murray, Mike, again, when he's really good and on, man, he is something else.
But here's the thing. I got him in my fantasy team. 29 points to the Cardinals. He didn't give me anything.
I know.
It was the run game. It was the balance attack. They rushed for 213 yards. Kyler Murray had 6 of it. It was James Conner.
Hand the ball.
Conner still got plenty of, you know, he's still got some gas in the tank. And the wide receivers, I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr., they cannot get this guy on the same page with Kyler Murray, but they're still finding ways to win.
So here's what's crazy, right? The Bears were so bad in this game yesterday, and this gets back to, you know, talking about Luke Getsy, who was there. Eberflus is going to be gone, too.
Did the Washington game cost them 2 games?
Yes. Yes. That
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one serve this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Hail Mary, yes, it did. Because you lose in the last seconds in a game you should have won, and this is the hangover, right? This is the hangover where you go and you say, all right, we'll recover, and the Bears were not good. Hell, Caleb Williams didn't throw a touchdown either yesterday.
Right.
So it's one of those things where you say, all right, Cardinals just finding a way to get it done. I'm just saying the mistakes on the road for Kyler Murray are completely different than when he's at home.
All right, Cleveland, it was nice while it lasted with Jameis Winston. They get beat by the Chargers. And remember, the Chargers have been offensively challenged themselves, yeah, if we're honest. But, yeah, now you start to say, will Cleveland fire sale it, and can we be the benefactors of it? The beneficiaries of it, I should say,
so,
and get some edge rush.
Real quick about Jameis, though. Hero last week.
Mm-hmm.
Three interceptions yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Jameis, right?
He is that same kind of Gardner Minshew, Ryan Fitzpatrick, can be the hero to zero on a weekly basis.
That's totally Jameis. The fire sale thing is at 2-7, Mike, yeah. I mean, let's go ahead and start getting some assets, maybe moving towards next season. It's going to be hard in that division with the Ravens, the Steelers, and I think the Bengals are better. They haven't gotten off to that start, but the Bengals are 4-5 compared to 2-7. They're in a better spot to maybe make the wild card.
Myles Garrett had 3 sacks on the game on Herbert. Would you give up a first rounder for Myles Garrett?
I would.
Me too.
I would.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then figure it out. And figure out the cap ramifications. Guys always say to us, well, who do you want? Well, if I can't get him, Za'Darius Smith would be second on the list. We always talked about Ojulari. A lot of reports over the weekend linking us to the Giants, maybe trying to do a deal.
Best football team in the league right now is the Detroit Lions. That's what I believe. And they proved it yesterday in the rain, on the road, outside. Everybody always talks about can't play outside. Oh, they're an inside team. It's a dome team. The conditions were crap. And they controlled the game and controlled Jordan Love yesterday. And again, golf wasn't great, Mike, 145 yards. But the fact is that defense plays at a level, even without Aiden Hutchinson, I think the Lions are on to something in their ground game, man. Again, Montgomery and Gibbs, you talk about our two-headed monster, that's a pretty good tandem right there.
Right, and that's where you say, okay, could you go up to Detroit and beat the Lions? If we go get some edge rush, I think I'd give us a puncher's chance. They've got a system with their offense. They were breaking it down on NFL Network. Sometimes the numbers aren't going to be gaudy for Goff, but but his completion percentage is always going to be there.
Rams beat Seattle. We talked about Philly beating Jacksonville. You said they've righted their ship. They're now 6-2. Mm-hmm. One of those L's came to us, guys, but I'm kind of with Mike. It's almost like they're on the cusp of figuring it out. Like, they can be really good. You know this. Their roster is really good. But they haven't shown that consistently. Mm. Beating Jacksonville, which a game I thought they should have won yesterday. But Jacksonville had a chance to win this game, Mike, and they controlled it.
I know we're going to do game balls and no balls. But I'll tell you what, man. Lamar Jackson back-to-back MVP right now because he's actually doing better, Carl. He's all the numbers, every metric is up on Lamar Jackson. 280 in the air, 16 of 19. How's that for being productive? Dude was just killing it, making good decisions with the football, 3 touchdowns as they destroyed the Broncos at home.
And that was supposed to be a test because of the Broncos' defense and the way they had played. All right, we're coming back. We are handing out game balls. Find out who gets them, including some of our Falcons, next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell, and all the music you're hearing today, courtesy of Orn, is in some way related to Quincy Jones, who passed away at the age of 91 today. Quincy Jones is arguably, and I don't even think there's an argument, the greatest producer in the history of music. And so all these songs, if you're wondering why are we playing these particular songs, sometimes we have themes, sometimes, but that is the deal today. And I'm willing to bet, Mike, that Quincy Jones has affected your life, not you, but our listeners' life in some way, shape, or form with everybody he touched in the music world, one way or other. And he produced the all-time selling best album of Michael Jackson's Thriller as well. I just think, Mike, it's not even close. Sinatra, you name it. Right. Ella Fitzgerald. Ray Charles. I mean, you could just go on and on and on. From even today's pop artists, guys. I mean, even late in age, he was still producing. So we lose a music titan in Quincy Jones.
You and I were talking off the air. For younger guys and girls out there, you can check out the Quincy Jones documentary on Netflix, which came out about 5 or 6 years ago. It's unbelievable. And his musical journey from working with Count Basie as a musician all the way up to working with Sinatra and everybody you just talked about to scoring dozens of motion pictures and being involved in TV production and everything else and just getting, giving people breaks. You know, and again, the litany of folks, as you said, from Miles Davis to Michael Jackson, he worked with everybody. So it really is. It's sad day for music, but his legacy lives on.
And there's no Fresh Prince of Bel-Air without Quincy.
Right.
There's no Color Purple without Quincy Jones. I mean, we could go on and on. Like, there's so many things he touched that people may or may not be aware of. So certainly the music world and I think the entertainment world today sharing about Quincy Jones. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking about our Falcons and more of that to come as we continue to talk about this big win against the Cowboys yesterday that puts us not only in control of our own destiny as far as moving forward in this division. We've talked about that. We got a game against the Saints coming up, but also in the NFC. And Mike and I, this is something, guys, it's time to acknowledge this is where we are. We are a contender in the NFC. It's not just about our division now. We're in control of that. And so, Mike, this was a win on many levels that said, hey, we are as good as we think we are, and we took care of a bad team that we should have taken care of at home.
Right. I think now the next thing is, and yeah, we probably let a few plays get away. There was some moments. But again, Cowboys, as you said, they still got some pride, and they did show the ability to do some things right. But yeah, you should have maybe had them down by two scores. Never should have come down to that onside kick. But hey, you still got game control. Now I think most Falcon fans are saying, what are you going to do about the edge rush? Or can you get a more dynamic defensive player in your front seven? Because real quick, you and I were going through the playoff teams. Everybody, you know, almost to a man, has got an athletic quarterback.
Yes.
You know, the dual threat guy. We knew that when we played the Eagles on that game, that everybody, oh, you were lucky. Yeah, well, guess what? We found a way to win, okay? But we saw it against Mahomes, who was, again, he's done that to everybody. But you see the Commanders with Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts with the Eagles. You know, the Vikings, I don't think people think of Darnold, but he can pick him up and put him down. We certainly know that Jordan Love can do that. I'm just looking at potential matchups for us, in addition to what we have on the regular season schedule. So I would just love to have a little more dynamic play from and if you don't have the guy in the building, maybe they do, maybe they don't. I think we would have seen it by now. We did see some things happen that were good yesterday, but I think that was a byproduct of the Cowboys' one-dimensional offense. They really didn't run the ball.
No, they couldn't.
Like they could have or should have.
Yeah, absolutely. They are one-dimensional. And again, we'll get you caught up on the latest with the injuries for our Falcons if you're just tuning in. Let's talk about what else went on around the league because we got to hand out some game balls and no balls. And let's give our Falcons a game ball, Mike, for responding in the way that they did. We didn't have a letdown. No. They didn't come out flat. I mean, Kirk Cousins has been great. I'm giving the entire team a game ball because I think this team deserves it. Game ball.
Game balls.
I'll tell you who deserves a game ball because they got the Saints coach fired, and that is the Carolina Panthers, Mike. Hubbard, 16-yard run. This caps a fourth quarter where the Carolina Panthers come back and beat the Saints. And then today, Dennis Allen is fired. Let's give the Carolina Panthers a game ball and Hubbard.
Game balls.
Bryce under center. Chuba's the deep back. Snap. Give it to Chuba. Chuba inside the 10. Five. Slides into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. He spikes the ball, and Carolina's got a lead.
Yeah, I didn't start in my fantasy league. I started Marvin Harrison. In my,
why would you?
On my flex. Well, again,
they hadn't done anything.
I know, but I mean, I just it's tough. You know, I've literally had this either A or B, and I picked the wrong guy every week. That would put me at, I got a 3-game losing streak in fantasy. But enough about me. Darren Rizzi, who's the special teams coach, because usually special teams coaches get this gig because they know everybody on the roster because you're going to pile together your special teams. He'll be the interim. That's the guy we'll see in charge for us on Sunday.
And by the way, not that it matters now, but this also puts the Saints in that whole Belichick conversation, guys. And I don't know how that shakes out. He's going to get a chance to pick his job. But you talk about the number one free agent out there. It's him and Vrabel, Mike, right now that are just sitting there probably that are going to be candidates as we get to the end of the season. We'll see. But if you're the Saints, you're not sticking with the special teams coach going into next season.
No.
This is going to be somebody else's job.
Unless he puts together some unbelievable like run, but I doubt that. Yeah, so by the way, Bryce Young, probably his best day.
I agree.
As a Carolina Panther. And now they go off to Germany. This is the final of those international games. That'll be the 9:30 Sunday game. The Giants and the Panthers.
I know.
The Germans will go, nine?
No. Let's give a game ball to Josh Allen and the Bills, man. They got it done. They come back. They beat the Dolphins. And then you're going to hear from the losing coach, Mike McDaniel. But this is a game ball for the Buffalo Bills. No balls for the Dolphins.
Game balls.
Davis the lone setback. Allen under center. Four on the play clock. Here's the snap. Fakes the handoff. Rolls to his right. Looking to pass. Now gets hit as he throws. And it's caught in the end zone by Quinton Morris. His first catch of the season. Goes for a touchdown.
No balls.
We really had a lot to play for. Guys wanted this one bad, so this will hurt. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing in the big picture. It just depends on what you do with it. I think the guys are motivated. Didn't see it coming down like this. But at the same time, you have to hunker down as a unit and come together and continue to progress, because we did show some progress, albeit not enough.
Not enough.
Coach Bra is right, though. But as we said earlier in the show, they dedicate so much more of the cap space to the offense, you know, to Tariq Hill and to Waddle, that it's just, to me, you lose pieces. And who was it, like Christian Wilkins they lost?
Yes.
That was a guy that they could be used right now. But Coach Bra, Tua comes back, gives him an offensive spark, and the defense lets him down.
Mike, you talked about Lamar. Is he going to win another MVP?
I don't know how you can't make him back-to-back. I mean, he's on fire. And all those things, and maybe Munkin's figured it out and how they're going to use Derrick Henry when it really matters in the playoffs. But this guy, Carl, he's making the best decisions with the football. That's always been the knock with him.
He is. This is a game ball for not only Lamar, but the Ravens, who just beat the Broncos down. You'll hear Sean Payton after this. But a big game ball for the Ravens.
Game balls.
Lamar fakes the delayed handoff. Now he fires down the middle. He's got a man wide open. That's Zay Flowers at the 30-yard line. Breaks a tackle. He's to the 20. Flowers to the 10. 5. Touchdown. Zay Flowers. Oh, what a catch.
And it was.
He has been efficient. And Big O, I know we're going to hear Sean Payton, but he has been so efficient. And I'm talking about Lamar. This is the reason why. It's not only that he's – you expect him to be exciting and electric.
Right.
But to Mike's points, he's not making mistakes. Guys, he's seeing the field as good as anybody right now in the National Football League. Let's hear from Sean Payton. No balls.
No balls.
This is a tough league where you got to go in on Monday, and it's not going to taste good for any of us. And we're not going to like it, but that's life. And then we got to bow up and get ready to play next week. And then that's why it's so important when we're bringing in the right type of players and the mindset. Let's not make any excuses. We got whooped today.
Yep. And kind of learning curve for Bo Nix, 19-33 with a pick. I just love hearing Sean Payton lose.
Oh, me too.
He's such a smug weasel jerk.
He is. And for us, I think it's always going to be personal, right? Here in Atlanta, I mean, for when his years there with the Saints and all the stuff that he pulled. Hey, Jameis Winston was terrible. 3 picks. He gets no balls. The Browns get no balls.
No balls.
Jameis from the shotgun. Looking right. Now looking middle. Throwing right. And tapped, intercepted, take the knee. How about that combo? Elijah Molden, another interception.
Yeah, man, the Browns fall to the Chargers, 27-10. But the Chargers did get sacked a lot by that Browns defensive line. I'd love to pilfer from if we could make a trade and get some of those guys over here.
Give me one or two of those guys. I say that. We're not getting two, but give me one of them. I'd love to add that to our defense. Hey, let's give a game ball to Joe Burrow, man. When you think he's down and out, they continue to find a way to win. Yesterday, 5 touchdowns for Burrow.
Game balls.
3 receivers left, 1 right. Joe has the ball. Looking left. Throws. Caught by Gesicki. Wow. He's at the 20. Middle of the field, 10. 5. Touchdown.
Wow.
47 yards. Touchdown pass number 5 for Joe Burrow.
Puts the Bengals right now at the 9 seed in the AFC, so a few more wins, get right up over 500. They would be battling with Denver and L.A. for that final spot right now.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, like, you thought, well, at least we did. I mean, I did. Mike, a few weeks ago, it was like their chances of getting into the playoffs are slim to none, and slim is leaving. One other no balls, and that's to Trevor Lawrence, Mike. This was an incredible play, right, with N'Kobe Dean getting the game-winning interception. But Jacksonville, if you didn't watch this game, they had a chance to win. They controlled the game. Like, this is a game that they're going to watch back and go, why the hell we didn't win this game? No balls to Trevor Lawrence.
No balls.
Back. Lawrence looks. Firing for the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted the Kobe Dean! He picks it off in the end zone. No flags. The Eagles are going to escape.
Fly, Eagles, fly!
No fly!
I mean, you know, look, everybody around the league, if you want to say, well, we should have lost to Tampa on that Thursday night, and well, we should have lost to the Eagles.
It's a good song, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's Dukes and Bell talking about Quincy Jones. We're playing things either related to him, the stuff he produced, stuff right. he had a hand in. And, of course, this is a great album. Coming up, Connor Riley's going to join us. Quincy Jones passing away at the age of 91. He's going to join us at 4 o'clock, Mike, in about 15 minutes, less than 15 minutes, to talk about the Dogs. I know you're very frustrated with what you saw, and I just want to share this before we get to Yeah, Man, No, Man, because you said to me today that you're really going to go in. And here's the thing. We are for this team winning. We need this right. team to win. It would be great if they won another national championship. It's great for our state. It's great for Georgia. But the fact of the matter is, this doesn't look like it did when they were going to back-to-back championships.
I know we got to get to Yeah, Man, No, Man. Just real quick, we'll talk about it with Connor. Nobody has the depth that they had 3 years ago. Georgia doesn't have the depth they had. Texas doesn't have. Nobody has the depth. Bama doesn't have it. Certainly Clemson. Clemson. We'll talk about them coming up next hour. But I'm telling you, if DJ Lagway doesn't get hurt, this game's going down to the wire.
It's a different game. It's a different game. Let's get to Yeah, Man, No, Man. Turtle! Hope you had a great weekend. What is going on, my man?
Yeah, going to start with a bit of a somber story here, but an important one nonetheless. Apparently, before Saturday's game, Greg Popovich, who I looked up is 75 years old, suffered an apparent health issue before the game, and he is now out indefinitely. Interim head coach Mitch Johnson is expected to take over, and he will be on the bench for the San Antonio Spurs. So, obviously, we don't know to what extent the health issue could keep him out for, but just a reflection on what this guy has meant for the game of basketball. He's 75 years old, and even if he has coached his last game, which obviously we all hope he coaches another 5, 6, 7 years, just, yeah, man, no, man, how important has this guy been?
You know, Carl, you've been around that team for many years.
Yeah, Pop was originally the general manager, for the folks who don't know the history. Ultimately took over the team and never really relinquished it, and has had his fingerprint all over the San Antonio Spurs in so many ways. From personnel to the way the team operated in the community to even the draft picks. And obviously they got lucky, right? They got lucky with Tim Duncan. They had David Robinson. They win 5 championships. He's arguably one of the greatest NBA coaches in the history of the game. And then you talk about his Olympic runs, Mike, and other things that he's been involved in. And I'll say this, too, by the way. Pop's beloved by a lot of guys around the league. Kobe loved Pop. There are a bunch of players that absolutely love Greg Popovich because of the way that he's handled players and handled his business. With that said, I thought that he would have given it up years ago, but unfortunately his wife died. And when his wife died a few years ago, he said, I really don't have anything to be at home for. So I'm going to continue to coach. And that is something he has loved, and now he's dealing with these health issues. So, Turtle, that to me, that is the synopsis of Greg Popovich. He is a Hall of Famer. He's all the things that you could ever want. And everybody always talks about this. There was, for the San Antonio Spurs, there was before Pop and after. And after, look at the 50-win seasons and how successful the franchise has been.
Best personnel guy. When you think about guys, you know, yes. I mean, I know he did, technically had a general manager, but he's the guy calling the shots like Red Auerbach did back in the day when he was coaching. You know, that's the closest probably thing that you had to Red Auerbach would be Popovich. Now, he's a curmudgeon. The only guy that could get a smile at him was Craig Sager.
Correct.
Back in the day, rest his soul. And he did give us load management and taking days off. So just to, you know, give you the full package.
That's true.
On Popovich, he was the guy that a nationally televised game, a rematch of the Heat and the Spurs decided. My starters need a few days off. And that kind of started where we're at now. But anyway, other than that, yes, everything Carl said.
Absolutely. All right, let's get some numbers in here from our friends over at Bet Online. Next head coach fired in the NFL. There's a distinguished top three. I'm going to give you guys a crack at it. I don't know if you're going to get it off the rip because this number surprised me, especially with who's at number one. Any guesses out there, Jim?
The next coach to get fired?
Yes.
Antonio Pierce.
No.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. It's a 2-7 team. I know that, right? It has to be one of these right. 2-7 teams. It's got to be Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy comes in at number 3 at 4-1. To be
fired. I didn't say McCarthy only after everything we heard from Fish and from our buddy Bobby, you know, Bobby Belt, that, you know, Jerry just won't pay a guy not to work.
Yeah. Number 2, Jerod Mayo. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because he's just getting started. Like, you're not going to give him a chance. And I know he's the guy replacing the guy, but I mean, yeesh.
Well, wouldn't that look bad for Kraft to just to yank him after 1 year?
I think so. I do. Well, and here's the thing, too. He was supposed to be a Patriot guy. He played there, right. Well-liked, blah, blah, blah. And then you're going to give up on him after a year when you know this is a rebuild? Yeah, that's interesting. But who's number 1?
The visor himself and Super Bowl-winning head coach, Mr. Peterson.
Really?
Yeah. He's number 1.
Yeah, I guess. And plus, Shad Khan. Anybody with a handlebar mustache, Carla, is always ready to go. Snidely Whiplash is always ready to drop the hammer, and they've really gone backwards,
Doug,
let's be honest.
Peterson, yeah, for the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, so you know what? And let me ask you this. So the Saints job technically is open, right? Mm-hmm. That job probably is going to be open before the end of the season. Like, you start to look at these jobs and you say, all right, well, again, who's got the best quarterbacking situation? Right. If you said this to me before the season, I would have said, man, I think that Jacksonville job is very attractive because of Trevor Lawrence. Is it as attractive?
Well, he's kind of – we had that big debate a few weeks ago. I had the people from Cartersville. I'll never listen to you again. Like, please, Cartersville.
Was it his family
yeah,
members?
Again, sorry about that. We're just saying that Sunshine was given a big, big chunk of change. And to whom much is given?
Much is deserved.
And expected. Yeah, that, and sometimes deserved and always expected. Yeah. So, yeah, in the case that, you know, Dak is going to do the same thing in Dallas. So he's got to go starting, you know, others start calling Trevor the, you know, Urban Meyer. But let's be honest, that was a terrible hire. But all of a sudden, Sunshine will be the coach killer.
There are two guys, in my opinion, if you want to fix your offense, that you go get. Number 2 is Cliff Kingsbury and what he's doing in Washington.
He reestablished his brand after whatever it was in Arizona happened.
And then number 1 with a bullet is Ben Johnson in Detroit.
Mm.
The guy who
he didn't want to leave the nest last year. Is he ready now?
I don't know.
I mean, you can't do a better job than he's done.
No, you can't.
I was watching First Take this morning, and they said the price that he's going to get from whatever team he signs with next year is going to be astronomical.
No, I agree. I mean, he could have got it last year. The thing is, he said he wanted to stay with the Lions, and he felt comfortable, blah, blah, blah. That was just weird last year. You got to go when the iron's hot. Now, it's hotter because they may go to the Super Bowl this year, but the fact is, if he doesn't take a job this year – then you have to wonder about the makeup of the individual and if he is, in fact, the head coach or not. Whether he's a great all-time assistant. And, Mike, we've seen those guys in the NFL, right? There are some guys who have been assistants for 30 years, and they've been great at their jobs. But I'm with you. I mean, like, this is the moment for Ben Johnson. I'm with you.
Real quick before we get out of here, could be even just a yes or no answer. Do you guys really see Bill Belichick taking over in Dallas?
I just don't think I don't see Jerry ceding the level of control that Belichick would want and would have wanted here. That's to me the only thing. It's because as we heard, even though Jerry has still, I guess, Carl, let a little bit more control go to others, he's still the final voice.
I don't either. Listen, he did this. His name was Bill Parcells.
Yep.
He's not doing it again. He did this. So all these years, we act like Jerry hadn't learned anything about what he wants and expects. He's going to go down his way or win his way. And I don't think that he's going to allow anybody to come in and basically say, you've screwed this up, let me fix it, and then fix it in front of him and become a winner and Jerry not get the credit that he deserves. That's the issue there in Dallas.
Well, then it looks like Mumbles will be coming to the NFC South. Welcome home to the Saints.
I can't see the Bensons doing that or Mrs. Benson doing that one.
How much are they willing to get another Super Bowl?
Yeah, but so Bell's going to come. Belichick's going to come down. He's got a mediocre quarterback in Carr. How many was it? Two more years left on that deal. You got to go hope that they tank.
And they're getting older. Right? That's an old defense.
By the way, speaking of the draft, because everybody wants to tank and get that quarterback. Carson Beck better stop throwing picks. You ain't going to be a top 15 pick, Holmes.
He's not. We're going to talk about it with Connor Riley. Dog reports coming up. Yes, they beat Florida, but they're not living up to the standard. It's Dukes and Bell.
Where's my roller skates?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.